Sophie is Seven, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Bernard Cribbins.
One day in late autumn, Sophie sat on the edge of her bed holding her piggy bank. She had just stuck a fresh label on its side. The first label, when she was only four, had said, "Farm money. Thank you, Sophie." Later, she had crossed out M-U-N-N-Y and written M-O-N-N-E-Y instead. And now, getting on for seven, she had designed a new label that read, "Farm money. Please give generously. Thank you, Sophie." Sophie unscrewed the plug in the pig's stomach and tipped out the contents and counted them. They came to £12.60. She looked round the walls of her bedroom at the pictures drawn by her mother of a cow called Blossom, two hens called April and May, a spotty pig named Measles, and a pony named Shorty. These were the animals she would buy once she became a lady farmer. Sophie, though very small, was very determined, and no one in the family doubted that she would one day achieve her ambition. Now she rubbed the tip of her nose, a sign that she was thinking deeply.
£12.60, said Sophie, is not enough. I shall have to raise some more money somehow.
At that moment, her twin brothers Matthew and Mark burst into the room. Matthew was 10 minutes older than Mark, and both were 2 and a bit years older than Sophie. And neither of them ever walked when he could run, or spoke quietly when he could shout.
"Wow!" they cried with one voice at the sight of the money spread upon Sophie's bed. "How much have you got?"
£12.60, said Sophie. "And where are your manners?"
"What do you mean?" they said.
"You should knock before you come into a lady's bedroom. You're rude, you are."
"And mouldy," said Matthew.
"And stupid," said Mark.
"And assive," they both said.
For this was how an angry Sophie had always described them.